There is only one
Talk Radio.
The only one who is true and living God is Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth.
Thank you.
We do praise him and thank him for remembering us and being with us this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to be with the Lord and know that he's with us.
Thank you.
God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and kindness.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're so horrific and so meritorious.
Oh, thank
you. We love you and we praise you.
Yes.
And appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Yes,
what a wonderful day it is to say thank you and give you glory. Thank you for watching over us all night long.
Thank you,
and then for touching us with your finger of love and waking us up this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, for lifting every heavy burden and for lightening every heavy load.
Thank you.
For God cheering us when we were sad. For bringing peace in the midst of confusion.
In the name of Jesus,
God, for your hand touch and for your hand you work.
Thank you,
Jesus. Do appreciate you. We brag on you everywhere, telling the whole wide world that
thank
you're the
you,
only one.
Thank you.
A living God.
Thank you.
I've never seen you before, but I believe you more than I believe that I'm real. Seen my hands and seen my feet. But God, you're more real than I am.
Thank
That's
you.
That's why I'm to speak to you, because we know and believe with all our hearts that you're in the room. Oh, glory. Yeah. You were in the room on last night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Prayer line.
We thank you. We thank you.
You were in the room on last night for the blog.
Thank you.
Now here you are again. Beat me to the line. You're just so incredibly awesome.
Yes.
We thank you for everything.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've experienced that personally.
Glory.
How you touched us and healed us.
Glory.
And God, how we've seen you heal so many other times.
Thank you.
God, may I just say this about you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You ain't scared of nothing. You are the creator of everything.
Thank
why would you?
Thank you, Jesus.
We appreciate you. Now, bless us this morning and we'll bless you back. Please don't let people leave the same way they came.
Oh, yes.
To a new anointing, to a new blessing,
yes.
To a new height, to a new dimension, to a new level, to a new realm, in the name of Jesus. So they can experience your handiworks and your hand touch. Now bless, 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 bless.
Yes.
But your hand touch, we covet you, Lord, to be with us. And thank you for all things, and we do ask this properly in the name of Jesus, because we're aware in John 14:13, Jesus, you said, if we ask anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified.
Oh, yes.
This is for the glory of the Father. To glorify him, we ask it in your name. And it can be no other way. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Oh, yes.
Father, thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of you on this prayer line. If y'all awake, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
All of you. God bless you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you and to you and to you. Amen. All right, God bless you. I want to ask all of y'all, it's all right not to speak to me, but let's at least speak to the Lord who's given you your health and strength. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Good morning.
Let's continue on with praise. If he's been good to you,
thank you.
One day when I say that, you'll say, oh, my God, so many ambassadors. Amen. God's going to make many, 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 many ambassadors. See, he's got me waiting on certain things, but we're still moving by the power of God. I used to let that, I just say God's going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, thank God for Pastor Hagen and Bishop, Pastor Bishop Hagen, who came to us, and they were our first ambassadors. And thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern and all the ambassadors elect, Special Assistant Ambassador elect Gina Hodges, Ambassador elect Prophetess Gail Stitt, all these ambassador elect Daryl Moore, Pastor Daryl Moore, yeah, and so many others who are becoming ambassadors elect. Thank God for you and you and you, man. God is blessing. Thank God for Ambassador Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. Thank God for her and for all that she does. A worker. What a woman. Great worker. Thank God. We appreciate her. And my mother. My God. The mother to the nation. Mother Andy Johnson. Prayed for her son constantly and straightened him out a whole lot. Thank you, Mother Johnson. God bless you. And for all of you on the line, all of the pastors, all the superintendents, the elders, all the bishops, everybody, God bless you. We do honor you. I'm not trying to be anything great, just trying to do the will of God. When God tells me something, trying to do it. I'm tired this morning, been up basically all night. Our little granddaughter, she had took a little sick, and we rushed her to the hospital. But the Lord is faithful, and thank God, she's fine. Amen. Thank the Lord for Jesus, who laid the foundation and opened up the way. Thank God for what he did. God bless you. I'm a little tired this morning, but, you know, I'm a man of my word. I talk about rejection. It's for your protection. Mm-hmm. I want to just come back, as I promised you today. Rejection is for your protection. I want to just say, I think I realize this rejection is for your protection more pointedly.
Conference recording started.
Rejection is for your protection. I realize rejection is for your protection more pointedly through a couple of things. When I read this text in Isaiah 53 and 3, Isaiah 53 and 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. That says to you, my darlings, my brothers, my sisters, that you cannot have any time of bereavement and grief in your life without God knowing what you're going through. You cannot have any tests, any struggles, any trials, any tribulations without God really actually knowing what you are going through. Because he's acquainted with grief. Jesus was acquainted with grief. God is acquainted with grief. Why do you say that? Well, when they hung his son, nailed nails in his hands and nailed nails in his feet, stretched him wide and dropped him low on a cross, and he hung there till the ninth hour, and Jesus was stretched there on that cross. God looked down on his son, knowing that his son was taking the assignment that he had been given to finish what he was assigned to do. God was acquainted. acquainted with grief when his son hung his head and died. God was acquainted with grief, went into a bar tomb because he didn't plan to stay that long, and had to accomplish what was in the book, the present book, saying that he would be in the grave 3 days. He was there Saturday night, Sunday, and he got up early Sunday morning. But can you imagine how his father was acquainted with grief? Then I read this portion of 53 and 5. Yeah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the forewarning, the significant scolding of our peace, the chastisement of our peace, the constructive criticisms of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, where they whipped him with his stripes, 39 stripes, 40, we're healed through what he went through. Thank you, Lord. I begin to see that rejection is for our protection when I read that. And then I had an experience. I think I told you all about it. I'm going to tell you again. I had come home again from out of town, traveled so much. But when I got home, I had been home, and then I got in the car, and I went down to Lake Worth. We lived in Fort Worth, but we lived out in Lake Country Estates out there. We went down to Lake Worth, and when I got on the highway, there was a half-ton truck in front of me carrying 5-ton air conditions on the back of it. And somehow I was right behind the truck and went over this on the freeway, kind of like indenture, kind of like a bump. And went over the bump, and the truck began to bounce. And one of those 5-ton air conditions dropped off the truck. And I was right behind it. And with that being total metal, it hit the ground and bounced up in the air, maybe 25 feet up in the air. And I was aware and acquainted with knowing that when gravity, when 5 tons is up in the air and starts to come down, it's no longer 5 tons. It's probably 3 times what it was. So I was looking at 15 tons coming down, and it was headed right straight toward my windshield. I didn't have time to pray like some of you all, Heavenly Father, you know. I didn't have time to do that. I didn't have time. All I had time to do was holler at one name. And whatever's in you got to come out. If it's a cuss word, it will come out one day. But everything that was in me was Jesus. And when I looked and saw that now 15 tons of air conditioning coming down toward my windshield, all I had time to do was holler what was in me. And then I hollered, Jesus! And all of you who have said that God, that the Lord Jesus is slow, you're wrong. You're wrong. He may not come when you want him, but he is right on time. All I had time to do was holler, Jesus, not holler, Jesus, looking at, you might say, death coming right toward me. It was a calm day. Yeah, calm. Sun was shining. Beautiful out there. Beautiful blue sky. No clouds in the sky anywhere as I saw. no wind anywhere. But when I hollered, Jesus, with that 15 tons now coming down at my face, all I know is when I said, Jesus, I heard, how do you turn 15 tons that's coming straight toward your windshield into a right turn? I don't know. That's a God thing. But when I said Jesus, all of a sudden I heard this gust of wind.
Thank you.
I'm from nowhere. On a calm day with no wind nowhere. It couldn't have been just by chance. It had to be the breath of the Lord. It blew that 15 tons that was coming toward me now off into a right turn into the ditch. It rejected. It rejected death.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's when I began to realize more than ever that rejection was for my protection.
Glory to God.
God rejected it. Said, no, you're not in control. I'm in control. I say who lives and who dies. You're not going to kill him. I got a hedge around him. I'm not going to take it down. He's got to accomplish what I told him to accomplish. He's got to finish what I told him, what I assigned him to do. Listen, I'm trying to tell you that I know the enemy is trying his best to discourage you. I know the enemy has, with his arrogance, said that I controlled it, that I can say what happens, but he's a liar. I know the enemy has come in every facet and come to try to annihilate you. I know the enemy has tried to tell you that it's over on many occasions and tried to push you down and make you feel like you were never going to make it, that God was not on your side. I know all that. I know that some of you have been so sick you didn't know how you were going to make it. I know that the doctor walked in and was so much sickness there that he didn't even know, after using all of his tools, examinations and all the big machines, he couldn't tell you what was wrong. I knew the enemy had you putting your trust in the doctor. There is somebody who sits high and sees before the doctor can get there. And he looks low. Somebody who has the power over life and death. There's somebody who rides on the wings of the wind, according to Job. There's somebody who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. Though your mountains have been high and your valleys have been low, your rivers have been winding, and your canyons have been trussled out, I'm trying to tell you, though you've gone to the mailbox and the mail brought all bad news, same time your children needed new shoes, wonder how you were going to pay your rent with all your money spent, same time people lying on you, trying to cheat you, trying to depress you and trying to mistreat you, the same time people trying to take you for granted, trying to do you wrong, forming cliques on you just to keep you out, not appreciating you. Other people gave you honor, but your own receive you not. I know you've been through the storm and you've been through the rain. Phone rang late at the night, late in the midnight hour, like it did an alarm thing last night for us. And you had a dilemma before you, not knowing which way to turn. But you had to turn to the Lord to make the right decision. And I know that even though you have been rejected so many times, I've come this morning to tell you it was for a purpose. It was for a purpose. Rejection was for your protection. God did it to take you to a new level. He did it to bring you out. Oh God, oh God, oh God. He did it to give you more anointing. He did it for me. Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yeah. After that 1,000-day fast. And then we'll forget it. God, on that fast, God had me to start thanking him 1,000 times a day. You believe that, don't you? Because there are people all over the country now who are thanking God at least 1,000 times a day. And yes, I see y'all down there in Arkansas in the spirit realm. I see you now. Yeah. Thanking God 1,000 times a day, many of you. And from that 1,000 times a day, God started a new awakening. You may not believe it. You may not have the faith to see it. But I received a prophecy yesterday from two prophetess from California said people won't be able to see what you see, Ambassador Johnson. They won't be able to see it because it's on an anointed plane and they're not on that plane. But even though they can't see it, it's so. It's so. We started from the 1,000 thank yous a day, and now it led us to the blog line through Ambassador Hagen, where we're thanking God and leading people all over the world and thanking God 1,000 times. And now with over 90 million people on the blog line, you may not believe that, but it's true. If people can pull a prank and go viral, why do you think God can't go viral? But out of that 90 million, we're proclaiming that at least one of those millions, just one, and more than that is doing it, but at least one are taking 15 to 20 minutes out of their time to give him 1,000 thank yous. What's 1,000 thank yous times 1 million people doing it? That's 1 billion praises a night. That's 1 billion praises a night. And now God has shown us that if we can just, this prayer line is several years old now, around a little bit over four years. But if we can just, if the Lord, through the grace and mercy, allow us to thank him 1 billion praises a night for just a little less than 3 more years. Actually, not 3 years now, because we've been doing it probably for close to